This informal practice is called working with difficult emotions. It will take about 15 minutes. And it is introduced here in a meditative way to explore the nuances of the practice. Because once it becomes familiar, it may take only a few minutes to practice in daily life. These practices do not need to occur in any particular order, and they can also be practiced singly or in combination, depending on the needs and preferences of each person. Also, please be advised that we will be bringing to mind a difficulty in our lives, and if the exercise ever becomes too uncomfortable and you wish to discontinue, please do so. That too is self-compassion. So we begin by finding a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. And closing our eyes. And taking three deep, relaxing breaths. And then placing your hand over your heart or another soothing place. Just for a few moments to remind yourself that you are in the room and that you too are worthy of kindness. And then let yourself recall a mild to moderately difficult situation that you're in right now in your life. Perhaps a health problem, stress in a relationship, or maybe even you have a loved one in pain who is causing you distress. So please choose a mild to moderately difficult situation, maybe a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Not a very difficult one or a trivial one. Choose a problem that can generate a little stress in your body when you think of it. And when you have one, clearly visualize the situation. Who is there? What might have been said? What happened? Or what's happening? So this practice has three parts, and the first part is labeling emotions. So as you relive this situation, notice if any emotions arise within you. Are you feeling any emotions? And if so, what might be a good name or label for that emotion? So, for example, maybe you're feeling anger. Or sadness. Fear. Grief. Confusion. Some longing, or despair. And if you're having many emotions, see if you can name the strongest emotion. And if no one emotion stands out, then just picking one of the strongest emotions that's arising, but seeing if you can label it. What's the name of that emotion? And now, beginning to repeat the name of the emotion, beginning to name it for yourself in a gentle and understanding voice, in a kind voice, as if you were validating it for a friend, what your friend might be feeling, like, oh, that's grief. Oh, you're feeling grief. You're grieving. Or you're afraid. You're worried. Naming the emotion for yourself in a kind and compassionate way. And now let's expand our awareness to the body as a whole, to the whole physical body. Feeling your whole physical body. And lest the difficult situation slip out of our minds, recalling it again. Who's there? What's said? What's happening? How do you feel in this difficult situation? Feeling it in your body, and then scanning your body for where you feel it most easily or most strongly. Sensing your whole body and then lingering with the location where you feel the most, perhaps some tension or uneasiness or discomfort. Just feeling what's feelable, what naturally arises in your body, nothing more. And if you can, please choose a single location in your body where the feeling expresses itself most strongly, perhaps as a point of muscle tension or an achy feeling or a heartache. And if no one location stands out, then just picking a location where you feel some discomfort. Somewhere in your body, and then in your mind, just gently inclining your awareness toward that spot. Just bringing your awareness there. So this is mindfulness of emotion in the body, where you feel it the most. And now we'll practice soften, soothe, and allow. So softening. So beginning to soften into that location in your body, letting the muscles soften as if they were being bathed in warm water. Softening. 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 Remember, we're not trying to change the feeling, we're just holding it in a tender way. Just allowing that part of your body that is holding this difficulty most strongly to soften. And next, soothing. Soothing yourself because of this difficult situation. So if you wish, placing your hand over the part of your body that feels uncomfortable, you can put your hand right there and just feel the gentle touch of your hand, perhaps the warmth. Perhaps even imagining warmth and kindness flowing through your hand into your body. As you do this, maybe even thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child, of an innocent child. So soothing, soothing, soothing with touch. Or maybe there are some soothing words that you might need to hear. If so, you can imagine that you had a friend, perhaps, who had a friend who was suffering in the same way, had precisely the same situation. What would you say to a friend? What would you say from your heart to the heart of your friend? What would you say, heart to heart? What message would you like your friend to hear? What would you like your friend to know? Perhaps you would say, "Oh, I'm so sorry that you are struggling this way," or "I care deeply about you." Some soothing words, perhaps. What might you say to a friend? And now, can you offer yourself a similar message? Can you, as it were, say to yourself the same things you would like your friend to know, from the compassionate part of yourself to the struggling part? Can you offer some kindness? "Oh, I know it's so hard to feel like this." Or maybe, "May I be compassionate with myself. May I be understanding. May I be strong. May I know my own goodness." What words do you need to hear? And finally, allowing. So we softened, soothed, and now allow. And that means allowing the discomfort to be there, just making room for it. Releasing the need for it to be any different. This is a part of living. Struggling is a part of living. The body feels it. It's part of life. So just allowing the discomfort to be there. Making a wide open space for whatever you're feeling. knowing that this is how it feels to be in a situation like this. Allowing. 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 And also seeing if you can allow yourself to be just as you are. Just like this, if only for this moment. Softening, soothing, and allowing. Softening, soothing, and allowing. And then when you're ready, slowly opening your eyes.